4 of the NBA Finals. The Suns plus 160, the Bucks minus 179. Make sure you hop on over to ftmbets.com and use that free parlay calculator and free prop shop to get the best possible odds. The total at 220, the Bucks here, 4.5 favorites. Joe Metz on the Twitter machine at jmetz34. Thanks, dude, for taking the time here. I see the hat. You're rocking it. I love it. I absolutely love it, man. I just got through my favorite team in the finals, and it was just a great feeling. And I know the expectations, it's a lot different. The Canadians had no expectations in the NHL, but the Bucks have had them now over the past few years. And to get here to this moment, I see the smile on your face. I'm feeling it too, man. It's awesome to see. Giannis is balling out here, and you were at game three. Talk me through the emotions and the atmosphere in the stadium.
Man, So I've been a Bucks fan my entire life. 99% of my fandom with the Bucks has been like bottom of the barrel in the Eastern Conference, like backcourt led by Brandon Jennings, Michael Redd. Like, so we haven't had much to cheer about since the last, you know, half decade, I'd say. Expectations have been high for 3 years. We finally got the monkey off our back. I'm saying we, like, I'm on the court. Man, I've been to a lot of sporting events, but I have never been to an atmosphere like game three. Like, the finals were different. The stars were out. Like, I was within like 50 feet of like Chance the Rapper, David Bakhtiari, nice. Gucci Mane. Those people never come to Milwaukee. So seeing everyone kind of come together, like, it was packed by 17,000 people full, and you could not hear yourself think. It was amazing.
Yeah, dude, keep snapping on IG, man. I'm here for it. I was watching your videos like nonstop. I just love it. I think it's great for Milwaukee and the fan base. So a 20-point win in game three. They're 8-1 at home. Giannis is balling out here. I mean, you know he's not 100%, but he's looking like a stud as per usual. 40-10 now. Back-to-back games in the finals, 40-10. It's only been done twice. Shaq, LeBron. So pretty good company here for Giannis. What have you noticed in just the changes that they've made, and what do you think happens here this evening?
So I think it's not really a change. Just the big surprise is how healthy Giannis has been. Like, he looks like he's all systems go. This is some of the best basketball he's played all season. So I think there's just the vote of confidence they've given to him in games 2, 3, and 4 relative to game 1, where they were kind of timid with him, only playing about 35 minutes. So now that they know he's a full go, he's going to be attacking the rim. And they saw, you know, he attacks the rim. The Suns only have one true center in DeAndre Ayton. And as we saw in game 3, if he's in foul trouble, Frank Kaminsky's not going to stop anyone on this Bucks team. So get him in foul trouble, have Giannis constantly attack the rim. He's making his free throws like he was last game. I think that's a recipe for success. A lot of Giannis at the five is what I expect to continue to see. You know, I like the Bucks again. I like them to tie up the series from an unbiased perspective. Again, the home field advantage is massive here. I also think it's different if the Bucks would have won, you know, 1-2 possession game. I think there would have been a little less momentum, but they absolutely gut punched the Suns. They looked like their normal selves from three. The Suns obviously regressed after shooting, I think, 20 of 40 from three in game 2. So I think there's regression to the mean on both sides, and it's right now working in favor of the Bucks. So I like the Bucks. I actually like the Bucks to cover the spread here tonight.
I like them to cover the spread, too. I'm just going to stay away from the total. Quisenberg DFS, we jumped on for Tipico when we broke down game 3. We both like the Bucks at home. I agree with you. I think home court is huge here. So I jump on the total the spread rather at minus 4.5, and considering just sprinkling Giannis plus 210 for the MVP too, because if they win this, you know, he's going to get it. It's great value. We gave Chris Paul on this show as an MVP, but now he's sitting there at minus 275. There's really no need of it. And Booker had a brutal game 3. So I think he's out of the question as well. But what about some props here this evening that you like?
There's just been two props that I've been hammering every game. They're not sexy, but Pat Connaughton over 1.5 three-pointers made, as you said earlier, it was just the gift that keeps on giving. He's hit this mark in three straight contests. When he's coming in, you know, more than half, actually 4 straight contests, he's coming in, more than half his field goals are coming from three. If he's only playing, he's playing 25, 30 minutes. If he's only attempting 8, 9 shots, you're thinking about 5, maybe 6, 7 threes. 2 of them is not necessarily out of the realm. It's actually probably below his season average. Same prop for Cam Johnson and very same line of thinking. He comes in, he's had about 70% of his production from three in the postseason. And the Bucks, their biggest hindrance on defense has been defending the perimeter. So if they're selling out to stop Devin Booker, selling out to stop Chris Paul, and even Jay Crowder and Mikal Bridges before Cam Johnson, he'll be open more often than he's not. So getting him I've seen him at plus money on some books, which I think is a great value. Even Pat Connaughton at minus 110, I think is a phenomenal value here. Otherwise, I will also keep hammering DeAndre Ayton points. If he's on the court, he's going to get the ball. He's been hyper efficient. He had 18 points in 24 minutes last game. So he plays 35, 40 minutes. 16 and a half should be no problem for him.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, Connaughton, man. And I've noticed too, and I know you know this being the Bucks guy, but 25 minutes or fewer in 12 of his first 16 games, really a non-factor early on in these playoffs, yeah. But averaging 30 minutes here over his final four, 28, 34, and 30, and 13 shots, actually 17 shots from beyond the arc here, yeah. In three games, the attempt.